This podcast is sponsored by Health Dove Inc. Please visit our website, healthdove.com, for a free health evaluation. That's healthdove.com for a free health evaluation. Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider. Welcome to Healthy Focus. I am your host, Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic, celiac disease. Celiac disease, also known as non-tropical sprue, gluten-sensitive enteropathy, or celiac sprue, is characterized by malabsorption of nutrients and an abnormal small intestine structure, which reverts to normal on the removal of dietary gluten. The protein gluten and its derivative gliadin are found primarily in wheat, oat, barley, rye, spelt, kamut, and triquetail grains. Symptoms of celiac disease most commonly appear during the first 3 years of life after cereals are introduced into the diet. A second peak incidence occurs during the third decade. Symptoms generally involve loose stools or diarrhea, often with fat drops in the toilet showing malabsorption. Other signs of malabsorption include inability to gain weight or weight loss, as well as failure to thrive. However, often, especially in adults, the symptoms of celiac disease can be insidious and nonspecific. Celiac disease is being diagnosed more commonly than was once the case due to an increased detection of those with low-grade celiac disease. In celiac disease, the body creates an immune reaction against the lining of the small intestine. This autoimmune reaction is triggered primarily by gluten. In addition to sensitivity to gluten, the early introduction of cow's milk is believed to be a major causative factor of celiac disease. Research has clearly indicated that breastfeeding and delayed administration of cow's milk and cereal grains are primarily preventative steps that can greatly reduce the risk of developing the disease. Celiac disease also appears to have a generic cause. The frequency of individuals with the generic trait for celiac disease is much higher in Northern and Central Europe and the Northwestern Indian subcontinent. Wheat cultivation in these areas is a relatively recent development. The prevalence of celiac disease is much higher in these areas than in other parts of the world. For example, 1 in 300 in Southwest Ireland, compared with 1 in 2,500 in the United States. Let's look at some dietary considerations. Cereal grains belong to the Germinae family. The closer a grain's taxonomic, which is classification, relationship to wheat, the grain with the highest gluten content, the greater its ability to activate celiac disease. Gluten is composed of gliadins and glutenins. Only the gliadin portion has been demonstrated to activate celiac disease. In the gluten-containing grains, the proteins that appear to activate the disease are termed cecalins, hodins, and avidins individually, and polamines collectively. Rice and corn, two grains that do not appear to activate celiac disease, contains very little gliadin. Once the diagnosis of celiac disease has been established, a gluten-free diet is indicated. This diet does not contain any wheat, rye, barley, triquetail, spelt, kamut, or oats. Buckwheat and millet are often excluded as well. Although buckwheat is not in the grass family and millet appears to be most closely related to rice and corn, they do contain prolamines that are similar to the alpha-gliadin of wheat. After a gluten-free diet is started, improvements will be apparent within a few days or weeks. Generally, 30% of people with celiac disease respond within 3 days, another 50% within 1 month, and 10% within another month. However, 10% of individuals respond only after 24 to 36 months of avoiding gluten. Maintenance of a strictly gluten-free diet is quite difficult in the United States due to the wide distribution of gliadin in processed foods. Individuals with celiac disease must be encouraged to read labels carefully in order to avoid hidden sources of gliadin, such as gluten-containing grains found in some brands of soy sauce. Tamari is wheat-free, while shohu contains wheat, modified food starch, ice cream, soups, and alcohol, such as beer, wine, vodka, whiskey, and malt. Many gluten-free products are available in natural food stores and online catalogs. The absence of gluten in sorghum, combined with its excellent nutritional and phytochemical profile, makes this grain a contender in the market for those with celiac disease. Other beneficial grains for replacement of gluten-containing grains include amaranth, quinoa, and a variety of rice, such as brown, red, black, and wild. The protein digesting enzyme in papaya, papain, has been shown to be able to digest wheat gluten and render it harmless in celiac disease subjects. Taking a papain supplement, 500 to 1,000 milligrams, with meals may allow some individuals to tolerate small amounts of gluten. So there are some excellent resources for more information on celiac disease and some gluten-free recipes. They are Gluten Intolerance Group and their website, www.gluten.net. Celiac Sprue Association, the website, www.cseliacs.org. And Celiac Disease Foundation, www.celiac.org. This is Dr. Rhonda Herbert, and I will see you again in another episode of Healthy Focus. The information is taken from the Encyclopedia of Healing Foods, and please remember that this is for educational use only and not intended to treat, diagnose any medical condition. Please consult with your healthcare provider. This is Dr. Rhonda Herbert, and I will see you again in another episode of Healthy Focus.
Provide your immune system with an extra support with the Seasonal Immune Support Pack. Longevity's Seasonal Immune Support Pack contains powerful nutrients shown to support a healthy immune system. Give your immune system some extra nutritional support to help your body maintain optimal health. Get your Seasonal Immune Support Pack today. You can visit healthdove.com, take your free health evaluation, and purchase your Seasonal Immune Support Pack. We all need it. You have been listening to Healthy Focus. Please visit our website at healthdove.com, where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDove app on your mobile phone. Please write to us at info@healthdove.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert.